Senate Finance Committee opened the Palin administration's $4.8 billion capital budget to the public today. The panel has a goal of finishing its detailed review this weekend. However, it is a big document. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
In a governmental sense, a budget can be seen as having two goals. It gives approval to spend money, of course, but in doing that, it's also a policy statement. And after the first session of review, this year's capital projects budget shows a new legislative interest in the general guidelines for using state funds. As the largest beneficiary of the budget, the Department of Transportation was first out, and the slow review shows fine points that will be under consideration. Deferred maintenance has long been a part of the plan, and it remains so. For example, the Marine Highway System is up for $49 million for port facilities and ferries and for vessel overhauls. However, Chairman Bert Stedman of CITGO wanted to know what would not get done because of budget reductions. The department's Nancy Slagle.
We would not do as many areas of the passenger services of secure safety and security items that we had identified previously in our prior request.
The debate over policy change, however, appears with extraction development. The department wants about $2.5 million to take the first steps toward what used to be called the Roads to Resources. It's been used for several years to give access to mining or timber projects. Senate Majority Leader Johnny Ellis, however, raised the first doubts, calling the plan corporate welfare and questioning whether the companies ever paid even part of the road's costs. Deputy Transportation Commissioner Frank Richards said the goal of the program is to open new development. He said the benefit for the rest of the state is job creation and resource extraction.
I would be less opposed if the mining industry paid a fair share or paid much of anything to the state treasury. So there's going to be a state expense. There will be some sort of benefit to communities or jobs. But in terms of the state treasury, if the road to resources are directed toward mining industry, and I'm not against mining, I'm just against spending money that the private sector doesn't really contribute back to the general fund from that industry. So I hope you'll keep that in mind, and I guess it's an obligation of the legislature to fix the mining taxation system in our state, because it's a joke.
Another question about appropriations would go to what's called the Western Alaska Access Project. Better known as the Road to Nome, it's also part of the Roads to Resources policy. The department wants to begin planning it and wants $3 million this year. While not directly opposed to it, Chairman Stedman added another doubt. Deputy Commissioner Richards replies.
In times of when we have challenges to our revenue stream, why shouldn't we take these monies and move them into maintenance? Deal with the corridor studies in times when we have a little extra revenue.
Mr. Chairman, I believe it was the goal of the governor to be able to advance this project because it is such a, there's a long gestation period for this project because of the major scope and the amount of mileage that we'd be looking to construct moving westward, that we needed to start at some point.
The public can weigh in on the budget on Thursday evening by teleconference. Details are available from legislators or local legislative information offices. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.